the top five on the Rokan Show. Five. Let's go. Four, three, two, one.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
Checking in at
number five.
We are in the battle for the soul of this nation. I believe history will look back on 4 years of this president and all he embraces as an aberrant moment in time. But if we give Donald Trump 8 years in the White House, he will forever and fundamentally alter the character of this nation, who we are. And I cannot stand by and watch that happen.
It's compelling.
No mistake there. He's taking aim at the president, and the polls are showing that he is someone who could potentially beat the president, has a good shot at that.
It's compelling stuff. And someone has to stand up and say that this is aberrant. What I'm waiting for is for that Republican, that Saturday Night Live bit that they did, where they said, and one Republican stood up to tell the truth. And that Republican is to be named later, to be determined. You know, it was like and no one has done that to say we can't. I mean, some people, Mitt Romney, I should stop myself here, because Mitt Romney has done that. But it's like Republicans go, well, he's not going to win. Republicans have turned on themselves and their own values here in a lot of ways. And it's a moment. And so now all of a sudden, Joe Biden, who is casting himself as the savior.
Right.
And without him, it can't really work. But I'm going to tell you this right now. Elizabeth Warren is not going to win the presidency. The closest Bernie Sanders potentially could give Donald Trump a run, but he'll still lose. And quite honestly, really? Bernie Sanders? I mean, Democrats have got to get their heads out of their keisters and put somebody in who is going to be competitive.
Well, I mean, that's the thing about Biden. He's a moderate with experience, and a lot of people within the party look at that and say that's appealing. Then you have that other part of the party saying he's a moderate with experience, and that's a problem because the long record he has doesn't represent where the party is now, including Anita Hill coming out today explaining that it took 28 years. He finally came to me to explain why he handled a woman coming forward with sex harassment in the way he did, and I don't accept his apology. I don't think he's somebody who can be an agent of change.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. But did you see who the president is?
This is what. But
so Anita Hill,
Democrats are not
Anita
looking
Hill,
for
like
a Trump.
What? Like a yeah. But you're going to end up with
They kind of are though, because that's all they keep rolling out
right,
here. Like,
can I just? I want to say something though. But this is very important. The Internet Research Group. Right. Mm-hmm. And what Putin did to the United States, it wasn't just like that Putin did it and he had some sort of magical power. It was that he was taking advantage. And other people were involved in this. There were other foreign governments involved in this. It came out in the Mueller report, too. You had China involved in this. You had North Korea involved in this. You had Israel involved in this.
Yep.
That were all, you know, trying to get into the social media sphere. Russia was the biggest player and the most organized player, and they're the ones who were also reaching out to try to figure out how they're going to work their way into the campaign in some way, shape, or form.
Mm-hmm.
But they were all doing it to try to take advantage of the divisions that already exist here and continue to push the divisions out. It's a jujitsu move. They were taking advantage of our own weight here in the way they were coming after us. It is time for us to be aware of that and realize that this very stark divide is going to be taken advantage of. The AOCs of the world are definitely going to get pushed by the people and make them bigger players on social media and all the rest using the exact same technique that was done to do that for Donald Trump. They're going to go and play in those ecosystems of super liberal or super progressive Facebook pages and Twitter and Insta, wherever they can get in. And do it. They're going to do it because they want to see it further divided. We do need to have a more cohesive centrist message right now that will rule the day, and then let the edges of the conservative and the liberal edges then influence the movement of the big ship, not tearing the thing in half and letting it sink like the Titanic. Thank you very much.
Titanic had to run.
It's Sounds like you're on Biden's team.
I am. Biden. Did you cry at the end of that?
Oh, God. There was room for
number four
on the door, by the way.
And Mike Lavinati has endorsed him. He has my enthusiastic
support. All right,
support.
That's it. Uh-oh. I'm done. I'm out now.
So that's not helping.
I don't want this country to go loony left or loony right.
I think we're already there, Ro.
Thank you. See you again. Ro's wrong. We're already there. All right, you're right. Okay, you're right. Okay, you ready for number four?
Yeah, I think we are.
All right. 21-year-old Candace Clark of Hoffman Estates says she's a victim of a Kim Fox double standard. See, we've already got that. We got the Kim Fox double-double.
Everyone's going to be asking for that deal.
I want the Kim Fox double standard. I mean, I want the Kim Fox deal.
I want that deal.
I want the five, whatever that is. Because she says that she appeared in a Rolling Meadows courtroom in front of Judge Martin there, facing a single felony count of making a false police report. What she did, she made a police report to say that someone had hacked her bank account. And
it was really someone she knew who she was in on it, who actually stole her money that she was, right.
So the prosecutors are demanding that she make a full restitution of $2,800, serve a deferred prosecution, something not required of Jussie Smollett. How does she feel about that?
So why do you think the state's attorney's office is going after you, but allowed Smollett to walk?
Well, simply because I don't have publicity.
Looked like the judge was angry.
Yes, he was very mad. He was very upset, and he did not agree with it at all.
What did you think when the judge came to your defense?
I was ecstatic, overwhelmed, and I got a little emotional because I felt like he seen my innocence in the courtroom.
If they're going to cut a deal on Smollett, why not cut a deal for you?
And I'm just a regular girl just trying to make it out here, doing a job, working 10-hour shifts, overnight. I'm just trying my best.
You're not Jussie Smollett, though.
I'm not Jussie Smollett. I wish I was, but it's okay. I'll get my justice.
Yeah.
But you're both criminals.
Right.
Allegedly. Hold on. Yes. Oh, wait, did we convict her yet? I don't know. Did we? I think we did, right? I just got to just making sure we're okay there. Yeah.
See, now this is what everyone's going to be doing. Yeah.
All the guilty people are like, but I'm less guilty.
I
didn't do as much as him.
I'm just as guilty as
he's
is.
Created a monster.
Judge Martin said this in the courtroom. I'd like to know why Ms. Clark is being treated differently than Jussie Smollett. It's a disorderly conduct case.
The judge said that?
This is a lot less egregious than Mr. Smollett's case. I have a problem with it. Ms. Clark is not a movie star. She doesn't have a high-priced lawyer. And this smells big time. Ooh. Your office created this mess. There's no publicity in this case. Press gets a hold of this. It'll be in the newspaper.
Too late.
That was Dean Placco's work, by the way, for Fox that we were just playing right there. How about that?
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
It is a good point, though, that they are. I mean, she's like running around like she's a hero here.
I know, really. She's wearing her cape.
Justice will be served.
Right. Not exactly a hero. The judge, though, is a hero for pointing this out. Not like trying to get her off, but the point is that it's like
it's the same prosecutors, the same team going after harsher charges for her.
Right.
When she wanted to make the argument that Smollett was not like a rapist or a child molester. Yes. Comparing cases. Talk this about happens cases. All the time. Remember, there was an internal memo. Let's find out other cases to prove to the public that this happens all the time. This is standard.
Yeah, but it's not. It's not because they get the prosecution. They do a deferred prosecution. That's not what they did with Jussie Smollett. No. They let him go, declared him innocent, then tried to expunge the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. It's now a good time to tell you he was having lunch with the showrunners of Empire in New York. Having a friendly lunch. As his cast members are trying to petition to get him back on the show.
I'll take him back as long as he says I did it.
I thought they were going to kill him off, or was that a rumor? Well, they said that he was not going to appear in the last two episodes, so I guess that happened, but now the entire cast is wrote letters to the senior people at Empire and above to say he belongs on our team as part of our family.
Could somebody please apologize to the city of Chicago for... Could he say, I'm sorry I did this? And if he doesn't do that, and he goes on to continued to say, well, Chicago did me wrong here when he was the one trying to do that. Right?
I mean, that was reflected in the letter. It's clear that our system of justice and the court of public opinion are unjust.
The court of public opinion is unjust now.
Right.
So, you mean like when the facts are not going my way, it's unjust. Oh, hell no. Oh, come on now.
Sorry, Ro, I didn't want to get upset, but that's...
Oh, my God.
What's going on?
Kim, you better not have anything else going to make me go nuts.
This is actually a good one. Mayor Emanuel wants to help broker a deal between striking Chicago Symphony Orchestra musicians and management.
This week on Chicago's Best, have no fear. Chicago's Best team has great food and great beer. It's an all-new Chicago's Best Brew Pub, Sunday night at 10 on WGN-TV.
All right. This is very exciting stuff. Checking in at...
number three.
All right. It's upon us now.
Yeah.
The new James Bond film has announced its full cast, but still not a title.
Oh.
There are some titles being floated, but they haven't come down completely with it. And they're not saying exactly who the cast members are going to be playing. I'm going to guess that Daniel Craig will be playing James Bond. Mm-hmm. That's my guess. But Rami Malek has now been named as the bad guy, and they think he's going to be Ernst Stavro Blofeld. We're not 100% sure about that, but that's one of the iconic. Yes. Blofeld is one of the iconic characters, right, from the Bond canon.
Right.
And here we go. Here's Rami, right? This is Rami talking about being named to this. He's had a pretty good year, I'd say.
No, a few things have happened in my life in the last couple of years where I thought, I cannot imagine that these things are happening. But yeah, I mean, this is just such a perfect follow-up, I think, to Bohemian Rhapsody. That going from, you know, one iconic Brit to an iconic British franchise.
Yeah.
Cool. Finish off his Oscar win. Pretty cool.
Now, they're going to have to do, they're not going to do the fake teeth, but they'll have to do a fake eye. Because Blofeld had like a jacked up eye. That's a medical technical term, case. Don't worry about it. It's going to be, you know, I look forward to these things. I get so excited about it.
I love Bond films, all of them.
Total Bond geek. I am to Bond what the rest of these geeks are here to Marvel. That is my thing. All right, checking in at
number two.
In a workplace across the country and the White House, Take Your Child to Work Day is celebrated. Kids, parents enjoying time together in their offices. And the president today joked as he greeted the kids of his staffers.
I even love the media today. I see these beautiful children. Products of the media, and I actually like you much more than your parents.
Oh, that's nice. Take that home with you, kids. Yeah, really.
Hey, hate your parents. Go home and tell your parents they're all jags because they're writing stories about me that happen to be factual. Oh, man.
Never take drugs. Don't drink alcohol. Don't smoke. Enjoy your life, okay?
There you go.
That's got to be a drunk Trump situation. Some guy at the bar, listen.
He still does that. He still does almost that Bond villain thing where at the last consonant of every word, he adds a sound to it.
He does.
Don't smoke.
Rami Malek should study that. Preparation.
Don't be a journalist.
Don't be like them.
Oh, God. All right. And finally.
Number one.
Something about this song speaks to Nicolas Cage. Because he hit up the same karaoke bar twice in three nights for two emotional renditions. Which is now Nick's anthem. There's a video of him pouring it all out. Didn't leave anything. Didn't leave anything on the stage.
Uh-oh.
It's time we all reach out to something new. That means you two.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
You say you want a leader, but you can't even make up your mind. I think you better close here and let me guide you into the purple rain.
Oh, God.
Purple rain.
That angry.
Oh, man.
It was so very Nick Cage.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was awesome.
Yeah. How drunk was he in that during those performances? Do we have any sense? Isn't there some, do we have some other audio of Nick Cage being drunk?
Well, he was outside a Las Vegas hotel recently fighting with his wife of 4 days who now wants alimony.
Can't really hear that audio, though.
Fortunately, maybe that's why Purple Rain is speaking to him.
And she's getting a spousal support, too.
Right.
She's asking for spousal support.
For 4 days, yes. Asking for a divorce. There was a big blow up outside the Las Vegas hotel. Yeah, I don't think you could hear the audio on it, though.
Yes, I need
you. But you kind of could fill in the blanks. You kind of knew what was going on there.
Mm-hmm. I need half your money.
Purple Rain!
Angry rendition of Purple Rain. Just tack that onto the video of him freaking out, the nice compilation that's on YouTube.
Okay. Oh, man. Prince may rise up. I don't know how Game of Thrones is going to end, but he might rise up out of his grave to take care of this. He's going to come after Nick Cage first.
No, it's not licensed. It's not allowed.
So this is the problem with karaoke, too. You couldn't keep up with the words as they were scrolling.
Uh-huh.
He was like a little bit behind.
Sure.
That could have been the alcohol, too. I'm not sure.
I think it was the tone that struck me the most. The sort of the angry.
No way!
He's singing it like Creed. Like, yes! It doesn't make any sense.
Yes. That's amazing. So much aggression in there, Nick Cage.
Oh, God.
He's going through some things.
Yes. Yeah, he's going right. He's going through. He's got some things. He's got some issues. It's tough. I understand it. All right. Shall we do this? Shall we close it up? All right,
please.
Fine.
The top five at five.